From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, September the 4th through Monday, September the 7th. Scott Waldman reported at Politico New York that the groundwater in at least three upstate towns is contaminated by pollutants that General Electric dumped into the Hudson River for decades, according to a new federal report. The Hudson River Natural Resource Trustees said on Thursday, September the 3rd, the company's practice of dumping PCBs and volatile organic compounds into the river exceeded state groundwater standards in Hudson Falls, Fort Edward, and Stillwater over a prolonged period of time. GE may be required to compensate the public for the loss of groundwater. A spokesman for General Electric said the company already has addressed the drinking water issues. Hudson Falls and Fort Edward have not used groundwater, which tested for high levels of cancer-causing compounds, as a drinking water source since the late 1980s. Stillwater has not used its well since 2011. The report comes as Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is trying to entice General Electric to move its corporate headquarters to New York from Connecticut. Matt Spillane is reporting at Ohu.com that former State Education Commissioner Tom Sobel has died. He was 83. Sobel was born in Minneapolis and raised in Boston. A graduate of Harvard, he began his education career as a teacher at Newton High School in Massachusetts. He worked as an administrator in various New York districts before serving as education commissioner for 7 years, from 1987 to 1995. He then returned to the classroom as a professor at Columbia University's Teachers College. His wife, Harriet Sobel, said of her husband, and I quote, "He was a very unusual man in that he was extremely modest. He knew his role was important, but he never felt important," end quote. Robert Gavin reported in the Times Union that a federal judge has agreed to delay the sentencing of a Columbia County man convicted of assisting a local member of the Ku Klux Klan in an intricate scheme to massacre Muslims. Eric Fate of Stockport had been scheduled to be sentenced on September the 17th by U.S. District Court Judge Gary Sharp. He will now be sentenced on December the 16th. Fate's attorney was granted a 90-day delay to review transcripts of co-defendant Glendon Scott Crawford's trial, which he believes could be helpful to his client. Fate provided Crawford with a remote control device that Crawford planned to use with a mobile radiation-emitting X-ray to quietly execute intended victims with radiation poisoning. Crawford was convicted August the 21st of terrorism charges. Fate pleaded guilty to providing material support to terrorists in January 2014. Charles Holmes reported in the Register Star that the inclusion of the New York Times bestseller Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan on the Common Core suggested reading list for English language arts has met with some concern by the New York State Farm Bureau. The book was the subject of a recent piece by Farm Bureau President Dean Norton and published in the Bureau newspaper Grassroots. And the Bureau's managing director for the Foundation for Agricultural Education said the book paints farming in a very negative light. The Bureau is not suggesting the book be removed from the list. Instead, they are advocating for the inclusion of an alternative point of view. Norton has written to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo requesting, and I quote, "additional readings be added to the curriculum that enhances the way in which agriculture is examined by the students," end quote. Finally, the Daily Freeman admitted that it made a mistake with its initial reporting of the traffic deaths of four young men from Kingston, which included some criminal records. The paper reported, and I quote, "an early web version of the August 27th follow-up story on the deaths included the criminal records of some of the victims. The information was deleted from the story a little less than 2 hours later and did not appear in print." The Freeman posted an apology on its Facebook page. Freeman managing editor Tony Adamus plans to apologize to protesters who will gather outside the newspaper's office in Kingston at 3 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 8th. The Ministers' Alliance of Ulster County, the In Jim Crow Action Network, Kingston Council of Churches, Citizens Actions of New York, and the Midtown Rising are organizing the protest. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today, with a temperature high near 90 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 68. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. And on Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 81 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 6:28 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:17 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 48 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for today, Tuesday, the 8th day of September, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.